This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona.
Kind of a big deal.
Of ESPN 104.5's After Further Review. Since Matt craves the spotlight so much.
I'm very important.
We're giving him a moment each day on the only radio station that's won more awards than he has. So because Michelle's being nice, here's Matt's Moment on Eagle 98.1.
So I know you're normally really busy in the morning, Matt, with Morning Scone, right. But I like to switch from everybody's Facebook Live videos in the morning, and it just isn't, Condon Uncensored just isn't the same without Condon.
That's amazing that you would bring up Richard Condon, because just as I was walking in the studio, I got a picture from Big C, who apparently is in Boulder, Colorado.
Oh, is he? I didn't even know.
He's there for the Colorado-Arizona State game on Saturday. I'm not sure why he particularly decided to go to this game, but he did, and he sent me a picture. He's outside of Native Roots there in Boulder, and apparently Big C's having his first ever THC experience, so congrats to Big C on finally, after 60 years, walking the face of planet Earth for breaking that seal. I'm kidding. I mean, he's probably just standing outside.
Probably so.
Let's not get Big C drug test or anything. He's just standing outside the place. I'm sure he's just having a little fun with a photo.
And if he wasn't, it's legal there anyway.
So good on you, Big C. Go get yours, Big C. LSU not playing Colorado or Arizona State. They might have an easier time with either of those teams this weekend than going down to Gainesville. Although LSU has won the last two times they played in Gainesville, the fantastic news for LSU is that their offensive line is as healthy as it's been all year. Five games, five different offensive line combinations, but all of the starters except for Garrett Brumfield, the left guard, expected to be back this weekend, which is fantastic news. Florida's defensive front seven is also, they started the season a little rocky. They lost to Kentucky and gave up like 300 rush yards. They were without three starters on their defense. Those guys are back now. So expect probably a better Florida defense than you saw in week two. I really think you're looking at two teams that both are amazing at forcing turnovers. Florida leads the country with 14 takeaways. Florida leads the SEC plus 9 in turnover margin. LSU second at plus 7. So both these teams are great at forcing turnovers. It really is going to come down to who can protect the ball. It feels, Michelle, like one of those games where, just in college football, some teams just, they go up to the line, they sling it around, they throw it 50 times. And then you have two teams that like just come to midfield and just like drop the gloves and start throwing haymakers. Like, that's going to be LSU and Florida. Just boom, boom. It feels like that's what it's going to be Saturday. I'm jacked up for this game.
How is that?
You can go back and add nice sound effects later.
Okay, will do.
But I'm fired up for this game. LSU and Florida brings back so many great memories of, you know, Jacob Hester going forward on fourth down so many times, and you know, in Gainesville in 2010, the Jerry Lee, the flip over his head to the kicker, just bounced perfectly on the line. It's just amazing, this series, this LSU Florida series. And here's hoping we get another great installment of it this weekend. But LSU is healthy as they've been. A linebacker, Jacob Phillips, was back. Glenn Logan, the defensive lineman. So LSU's getting really healthy. They look like they'll have a full deck going to Gainesville on Saturday.
2:30 p.m. is that kickoff. Our coverage with Matt and T-Bob starting at 9:30. LSU Sports Radio Network 2 hours before kickoff. Then the voice of the Tiger, Chris Blair, live from the Swamp. And you can catch it all right here on the flagship for LSU Sports, Eagle 98.1. Go Tigers! Can you tell I'm excited?